Graydon House and Harper Audio present Truly, Madly, Magically by Hazel Beck. Performed by Natalie Duke. If you have a mother, are a mother, or play those roles in your chosen families, this book is for you. 1. When I open my eyes, I know immediately that I'm not dreaming. The woman sitting at the end of my bed is here. She's spirit rather than flesh and blood, but it's her. Not fully herself, but so much her, it hurts. Zelda Rivers is the aunt of my best friend, the mother of my ex-boyfriend, and she was one of the few adults who never made me feel bad about the fact I'm only a half-witch. Zelda was confirmation that my mom was right, that not all the witches out there were going to look down their noses at the mixed-blood half-human and sniff, dramatically, the way so many did here in St. Cyprian, Missouri, the charming little river town that's also the hidden-in-plain-sight witch capital of the world. But I know exactly why Zelda is here tonight, a couple of months after she died in June. Elowyn, you have to tell him. I think about pulling the covers over my head and pretending she's a dream, but she sets me straight. Three loud bangs shake the whole room, and what feels like my entire apartment, my tea shop below, and most of Main Street. Zelda was always excellent with the non-verbal communication. Elowyn, Sabrina, good. You have to tell him. My hated middle name, courtesy of my human father who thought it was cute, does the trick. I look at Zelda, or the fuzzy vision of who she was when she had a body. She was with us on Letha back in June, her spirit having not made the crossing yet, as she'd only died that very morning of the summer solstice, but I haven't seen her since. Ghosts need time to figure out how to be dead, after all. Time's up tonight, apparently. She sits there, her eyes the same gray and gold, and worse, she reminds me of the him she's talking about. Now, she tells me in that firm mom voice of hers. It makes me remember the time she caught me and Xander a little too naked in the storage room at Nick's, the bar that the Rivers family have run as long as anyone can remember. It's almost a fond memory now, when I let so few of my high school memories of him be fond. Tell him, Zelda orders me, though her voice is waning along with her image. I'm a summoner, and the past is my thing. And I've learned in my many run-ins with the spirits of the past that newly deceased spirits are still learning how to project, to connect. It takes a significant amount of energy. And I don't know how spirits gather their energy in the great beyond, but Zelda's is currently running out. Her form is getting paler. I can see my window behind her, through her. You can't wait, Elowyn. It's imperative you don't wait. Then she slips away once again, leaving me wide awake, feeling guilty, and wishing it didn't hurt. Some would say the connection I have with the past is a gift, and I try to think of it that way. I really do. But sometimes, being alive in a sea of the dead and gone, lost and forgotten, feels as isolating as being the only half-witch in your generation. Imperative, she said, that I tell Xander what's going on. But that's an odd way to put it. He'll figure it out eventually. Do I really need to tell him? Yes. Zelda's voice, or my conscience, is firm then. I sigh, because I know she's right, no matter how little I like it. Hence the guilt. I have to tell him. Hiding it is getting harder by the day.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?